Now we have our second batch of news items, which include a stranded ice cream kiosk, possibly the UK's smallest beer shop, and a £1.8 million revamp of a cathedral organ with over 6,000 pipes. A Norwich man who believes he has the smallest beer shop in the UK is getting booked up for events across Norfolk. Saul Press launched the Beer Hatch inside a phone box on Tombland, outside Zizzy, last summer, and it is open on Fridays and Saturdays from 11am until 5:30pm. He sells a mix of canned and bottled craft beers and real ales, mostly from local brands such as Duration Brewing in Westacre and Wolf Brewery in Attleborough. Mr. Press also sells beers at events across the county, with the next one, Norwich's Craft and Flea, at the Halls on Sunday, June the 11th. He has also started doing beer taster sessions at Malt and Mardle in Magdalen Street, with the next one on Wednesday, May the 31st. Mr. Press said, "I do local and national delivery through my website, and I have sent beers to London and even Scotland. I like to think that I am championing our local breweries. I would eventually like to get a bigger premises where I can sell beers and also run tastings, which I really enjoy doing."
A hero handyman who scaled the city's Roman Catholic Cathedral to save it from horrendous flood damage has recalled the moment he sprang into action. Adam Wallace was needed as a torrential thunderstorm flooded areas of the Cathedral of St John the Baptist, with his actions preventing the destruction of irreplaceable archives and documents. As the storm raged on May the 11th, he climbed onto the roof and cleared a vast quantity of hailstones and ice that had collected and plugged the downpipes, filling the gutters with overflowing water. "I'm not a hero," said Adam, who lives in Norwich. "I was just doing my job. I saw what the problem was and pushed the ice and hailstones out of the way to let the water escape into the downpipes. But it's not just me who protects St John's. We have a great team here who do a fantastic job." Despite Adam's modesty, the Earlham Road Cathedral's manager, Charlie Purvis, said Adam really saved the day, as without his actions, there would have been a great deal more water and absolutely horrendous damage. Adam's actions come as St John attempts to raise £600,000 to reduce fire and safety risks and repair the roof of the cathedral, which was built between 1882 and 1910. The total value of the works is estimated at more than £8 million, and over £1 million has already been spent on urgent repairs.
The cash-strapped University of East Anglia is looking to splash out on a new aquarium to test its underwater robots. In a move geared at attracting millions in research funding for the financially threatened site, the university is looking to make improvements to its Centre for Ocean and Atmospheric Sciences. The department is currently being relocated on the campus, and as part of this, the UEA is in the process of buying and installing a new aquarium to test out its sea gliders, underwater robots used to measure conditions of oceans and seas. To assess the effectiveness of these robots, they need to be submerged in a seawater-based solution designed to replicate ocean conditions. Once tested, they are deployed across the world to monitor water conditions and analyse the impact of climate change. The UEA is currently the only university in the country that operates these robots, with the department attracting millions in research grants.
The final pieces of a giant puzzle are being put into place as a £1.8 million project to rebuild the historic organ at Norwich Cathedral continues. Work began on the project in May 2022, when over 6,000 pipes were removed and taken to Durham for further work. The organ that proudly sits in the City Cathedral is one of the biggest in the country, and the overhaul is its first since it was rebuilt in 1942 after a fire partially destroyed it in 1938. Ashley Grote, Norwich Cathedral's Master of Music, said, "The rebuilding of the cathedral's magnificent pipe organ represents an exciting new chapter in our musical life. Norwich will be home to one of the country's finest pipe organs, fit to serve the city and county for many decades to come. The inaugural Organ Reborn concert is set to take place on November the 25th at 7 p.m. and we'll see internationally renowned organist Thomas Trotter perform a programme of works. Tickets cost between £7.50 and £15 and can be booked via cathedral.org.uk. An organ festival is also being planned for the summer of 2024.
A city centre ice cream kiosk that became trapped by noisy engineering works has been moved to a new location. Giuseppini Ices in Hay Hill became stranded last month after metal railings were erected around it when work got underway for the £3.2 million revamp of the square. The kiosk, which has served customers in the city for years, continued to open for business despite the surrounding chaos as concrete was dug up. It was moved to a new location by contractors working for Norwich City Council to the corner of Hay Hill on Monday, the 22nd of May. In a tweet, Norwich City Council said, "Ice cream fans will be happy to hear that work to transform a city centre spot into a more vibrant and accessible public space is progressing well. Importantly, today the kiosk has been moved to a new home on the corner of Hay Hill while the work continues. A maze of metal railings continues to surround the site at Hay Hill as work to transform the area continues to progress. Hay Hill is one of eight projects in the city to be funded from the government's £25 million Towns Fund and aims to be completed in early 2024. The transformation has seen the statue of Sir Thomas Browne and its accompanying sculptures removed, but the statue is due to return. However, the future of the sculptures is unknown after a plan to relocate them to Elm Hill Gardens was scrapped. The revamp will bring more planting, improved seating, better designed steps, walking links and a water feature to create a space able to host public events